The bad news, Knott Landfill is filling up and projected to be full by 2029. Knott Landfill is our county's lowest cost disposal option. Not every community has such an easy to use, well-managed garbage recycle system. The good news, momentum is on our side because together we can protect the environment and extend the life of Knott Landfill and our planet. Our guest today is Udara Abasekra, Project Manager of Rethink Waste Program at the Environmental Center. We'll talk about several of many things we can all do now to become part of the solution. One of my favorite things to say, become part of the solution. I think I'll add, there is no Planet B. We're all feeling the pinch of the supply chain shortage and higher prices of everything. Here's our chance to get ahead of the game and prevent even greater cost of almost everything, especially living in Central Oregon. From taking out your garbage to the need to pay for a new landfill, today we'll learn more on how to use great resources already in place in our community to reduce our waste and rethink our relationship with stuff. Welcome to the show, Udara. Is reduce, reuse, and recycle the outline for how we become the solution? Let's talk about reduce.
Yeah, I think you set some really good context there. Here in Deschutes County, we are expecting our landfill to be filled up by 2029. So they're in the process across the county to think about what that means as far as siting new landfill, and doing that equitably and responsibly. So, you asked about reduce. I think that's really great to start there. And I want to focus today specifically on holiday-related waste since we're coming up on the holidays here. And across the U.S., household waste increases by over 25% between November and the new year. So I think it's really important to talk about because that adds up to about a million tons a week to our landfills across the U.S. So, yeah, starting with reduce, I think, reduce is the area where we can make the most impact because by reducing, we're not producing waste in the first place and don't have to worry about managing that waste through reuse and recycle. We really operate at Rethink Waste and the Environmental Center at multiple scales, right? Like the individual actions and behaviors that we can change and take. And setting businesses and other spaces up for success to support people to do that. And then at the higher scale, like policy change and higher level changes, right? So I think reduce is a really important place to start for all those reasons. And I can jump into some tips in a minute here on how you can reduce around the holidays.
Well, I think, one of the things that strikes me the most as I looked at your talking points is food. And to me, and I think probably a lot of other people, food is a sacred subject. We're fortunate just to be eating. So, I think statistically, we throw away about 30 to 40% of the food that's grown in the U.S. That's staggering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
The idea that Americans have gotten used to the idea of everything should be big, and I think when it comes to food, we should start thinking a little smaller, that's for sure. So, is there anything you can tell us about the gift of experience or shop local?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you shared a little bit about food and food waste and the sensitivity around that. That totally resonates. My background, my family, it was always more important to have, enough food, more food for people when we're having events and things like that. So that's been a big learning edge for me. And there's lots of tips out there around how to prepare for the right number of people for events and things like that. So one tool I've really found helpful this season, especially SaveTheFood.com has a guesstimator that you can use for hosting events and dinners and things like that you can plug in all the kinds of meals that you're trying to get and everyone's dietary needs. And they suggest a number of portions and meal free, so it's been really great. And at rethinkwasteproject.org, we have an organic section that talks a lot about tips and tricks and ways to save money from all that potential food waste. So really resonate with that piece. And you asked about the gift of experience. Yeah, that's a huge piece of reducing waste, I think, because around the holidays, there tends to be a lot of purchasing for gifts. And, you know, here, especially in Central Oregon, there are so many options for experiences we can have, from passes to outdoor activities and parks and rentals, or, you know, gift cards or gift certificates to places like breweries or tastings, or even, you know, another R that we're not going to talk about today, but gift cards to repair shops. So, you know, those are some gifts of experiences. There's also things like online classes for activities. You know, if there's something, you know, that the person you're gifting for has, is interested in learning, or, you know, some activities they might be interested in trying. I found several different options. You can just Google like X topic and class. And I found several online cooking classes that I'm going to be gifting some friends as like date nights and add in a few dry ingredients that they'll need. Some really low cost, I think, creative ways to give gifts of experience too is like DIYing a scavenger hunt or art walk around town. Another area of a gift of experience is donating to local organizations in someone's name. I think this makes a really great gift, especially for people who you feel like they have everything already, or they're, you know, you're not sure what kinds of activities or experiences they're into, but you know that they have, you know, hold certain values, and can find organizations that do really great work in that area.
A guide to a thoughtful Christmas.
Yeah.
It really is. I find it quite refreshing to hear a more cerebral replacement for gift giving. Christmas has become such a kind of a consumerist mess that I think we all kind of lose our place of where we're at. So, you know, and I don't want to necessarily buzz over these topics too fast. Is there anything else you'd like to add under that gift of experience? I think you covered it pretty well.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you really need to buy a physical gift, I think shopping local is a really great way to avoid some of the impacts from ordering, you know, like long-distance transportation or avoiding excess packaging. There are lots of holiday markets here locally. I'm going to try to go to the one that somewhere the Screen is hosting on Sunday. So, yeah, that's another area that we could try out, too.
Yeah. Like I say, I am so happy to hear that there are people that are taking this idea of, you know, being more creative so very seriously. We really need to remember, you know, what the basics are of this holiday anyway. And it isn't all about material, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So shall we start to cover reuse a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about the idea of thrift trade or upcycle gift wrap?
Yeah, I think that's another really important way to reuse. So I think reuse in general is an opportunity to get creative and be thoughtful about things that you already have or can find. Some unique ways that you could think about gift wrap or, you know, using easily reusable or multi-purpose wrapping like fabric wrap or baskets or like reusable jute bags. I'm also really excited to try out, I've got a bunch of dried flowers from markets over the last couple of weeks and try to use some brown bags I've collected and spruce them up with some dried flowers and greens. You know, it's another really like zero cost ideas are saving gift wrap from the previous year, you know, save it this year and try to use them next year. Something I'm going to try this year is reusing last year's holiday cards and turning them into gift tags that otherwise just kind of like collect in a box over the years. So I think that'll be fun to try that. You know, so those are some options for creative gift wrapping.
I don't know how young you are, Udara, but I have to say those are some really interesting things to explore in this particular season. Thank you so much for making this available to our listening audience. I think everybody can agree, after Christmas, you walk outside and you look up and down the street and you see all the excess paper and packaging that ends up in the landfill. So I'm glad that there's a group like you that are actually looking at this really carefully. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about in terms of upcycle? Did we cover everything?
Yeah, I think so. I should mention, you know, you mentioned how young I might be, but, you know, a lot of these ideas are really, aren't new per se, right? Like, these are things that communities and generations of people have been doing for generations, but maybe we lost that art somewhere down the line. So I just thought that was an interesting thing to think about, too.
I find it quite refreshing. You know, I'm so willing to get behind any young person that really is taking all this very seriously. It's sad that we have kind of become very complacent about thinking about ideas that really do make a huge difference in all the right ways. So in terms of recycle, we should talk a little bit about recycling. I'm sure you have some great information about that.
Yeah. And I think, you know, going in this order, I think reduce, reuse, recycle is really important too, because it helps us remember like what order we go in, right? And I think of recycle as really like a last resort. If we really can't reduce or can't reuse, we can recycle what we end up collecting as waste. You know, that's, I think, one really important thing to remember. And also that recycling infrastructure is very different across different communities right now because of the way that recycling and solid waste management is currently set up. Hopefully through the state of Oregon recently passed the Plastics Recycling Modernization and Plastic Pollution Act. And so hopefully within the next several years here, our recycling infrastructure, at least across the state, will be the same when we go from one county to the next. But for now, it is really important for us to keep track of where we are, especially if we're traveling for the holidays, and know what's recyclable or not. So that's one thing to remember. Another thing I think that's important is that there are, you know, I wanted to touch on a couple of tricky materials or things that might trip you up if you're, you know, standing at the recycling bin and trying to decide. So I want to touch on those a little bit. Mixed materials cardboard. So, you know, anything that holds a liquid pretty much or has to be kept in the fridge or freezer, they may look and feel like cardboard oftentimes, but they're also lined in plastic or wax or foil or multiple layers in order for them to be able to not get mushy. So those things like Tetra Paks or cartons or coffee cups that are same cardboard are typically layered with something, and they can't be separated back out into their individual materials very easily in the recycling process. So those materials cannot go in the recycling bin here in Chief County and in a lot of places too. So, you know, if you're like me trying to, all the festive coffee flavors, try to bring your own coffee cup. A lot of places here in Central Oregon are now accepting your own coffee cups. Again, and just be sure to put that cardboard-looking cup in the landfill bin and not recycling, because it can contaminate and jeopardize the rest of that bin of true recyclables.
Well, I also think that we've become very comfortable with the idea of convenience, and convenience is costly, just from what you pointed out. I think sometimes it would be much better if people would actually sit and eat and drink without trying to do it on the run. I think doing everything on the run has really been difficult for our culture to get used to. I know there's a talking point here about compost food waste, and I think that's really an important aspect of what you are doing.
Yeah. We started with food waste, and we can end with food waste. So, you know, if you've attempted to reduce food waste with some of those tips we touched on earlier, but still end up with some food waste, it's important that we think about composting it. So in Deschutes County, we can compost food waste in our curbside bins. So actually in the cities of city limits of Bend and Redmond, if you get yard waste service, all of your food waste can go in that curbside yard waste bin. So everything from veggies or cooked food to meat scraps to cheeses, all of that can go in the city limits of Bend and Redmond if you get yard waste service in that bin. In Sisters, in the yard waste service bin, you can include raw vegetative waste like fruits and veggies. If you don't get, you know, yard waste service, you can also take them, take materials to the transfer stations. We have a link on our website that shows you what each transfer station accepts. We also have some resources and blog posts around starting your own backyard compost bin or options for if you, you know, have a smaller space or patio, some options for composting. So compost is really way to recycle organic materials and put it back in the earth.
Amen. I am so happy to talk to someone like you. It makes me so hopeful for the younger generations and the fact that they, a lot of you are willing to take this very seriously, and it should be taken very seriously. You know, I think one of the things that if you can speak to is the amount of methane that's produced from landfills. It is one of those things that I think comes right at the top of the discussion because methane is so damaging to our atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely. So food waste accounts for 8% of all anthropogenic, meaning human-induced greenhouse gas emissions. So to give you some context, airplane travel accounts for about 2.5%. So globally, all of that food waste has a really big impact in terms of greenhouse gas emissions and the impacts there. Absolutely, it's a big impact in terms of methane and carbon emissions. And I can talk, if you're asking specifically about methane, like how that works in a landfill, but those are some of the numbers.
You know, I hate to say it, but we're sort of running out of time. Where can our listeners go to learn more about reduce, reuse, and recycle?
Yeah, absolutely. You can visit rethinkwasteproject.org for, you know, more tips, resources. You can sign up for our monthly newsletter or schedule a presentation if you have a community group or a classroom or anything like that. You can also find us on social media at EnviroCenterBend.
Boy, Udara, I know that we could cover a lot more, but I want to thank you, and I hope that you will come back and give us some more information about what's going on at the Environmental Center.
Yeah, thanks again for having me. I really enjoyed speaking with you.
Great. We'll talk to you soon, I hope, Udara. Thanks
All
again.
All right,
bye. Bye-bye.